there really is no difference between magical demon hunting and football for me. Like, both are, like, I kind of have to put my head in a different space.
God, that's amazing.
Welcome, anime fans and foes, to Steve and Kevin Watch Anime So You Don't Have To. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Steve.
And this week, we're watching Kekkai Shi So You Don't Have To. Steve. Steven.
Kevin.
Steve.
Hello.
Hey. How was your week? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, it's been a while. Yeah. It's been good. I officially, since I think the last episode, have signed the lease to my new place.
Yeah, you're moving in.
Moving in to Newton, which is great. And I'm very excited. We actually got the word that we can move in a day early, so we'll be there Friday.
That's awesome.
For a little bit, and then a lot of the big stuff will be in on Saturday.
That's awesome, man.
I'm very excited.
Here you've got a couch there. Mayhaps.
I do.
And a basement.
I do. You could be a basement dweller.
I could be a basement goblin.
Yeah.
That seems like a high goal for me right now.
Yep. But,
to work towards.
Yeah, absolutely. When we bring people over for the first time, I can be like, you know, here's the living room, Mike and I's room, Jeremy and Steve are upstairs. And in the basement, we open the door and we just hear,
ah! I'm collecting fingers. Yeah, like that.
And then we shut the door and we're like, we don't talk about
it. Yeah, that's my goblin audition.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I think it could be a good fit. Could be a good fit.
Oh, I meant to bring this up to you last week, and I forgot to. Are you ever going to decide on friends or fans? Because you switch off every week, and I feel like it's topical because the fan is off now, and it's a sweat lodge.
Oh, yeah, it's a little...
You mean those fans, right? Not like the people listening. You mean like legitimate fans?
You know, it's probably an even split between people who regularly listen to this podcast and... cooling fans in my house. I don't know. I like fans and foes, because like I think that's both. Yeah, well, no, that's a, it just seems like friends and foes is kind of common.
Yeah, fair.
A little played.
Fair.
Fans and foes a little different. Steve, it is really hot in this room.
It's really hot. This is gonna be the sweat lodge episode. Yeah. Where like we're gonna say some stuff that it might be offensive. Yep. But you know what? We're going to say it anyway, and you're going to like it. Because we don't know any better, because it's hot.
You know, I actually don't have too much to say about Kekkai Shi. I've written some stuff down.
All right.
And, you know, there's a lot to understand about the plot. But,
You have watched it before.
I have watched it before. I actually, like, stumbled upon it on Adult Swim in college, maybe like 6 years back.
They played it on Adult Swim?
They played it on Adult Swim.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And I liked it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. It's not like the greatest thing ever. And it's a fairly basic shonen, but what I do think is remarkable about it, here's some vital stats.
Oop, hit me. All right.
52 episodes for the anime and 35 volumes for the manga, which is about 70 different stories. Fans have been clamoring for another season, another sequel to what we've already got, kind of left off on not a cliffhanger, but like there's more we want to know about the world. And the manga seems to be the winner of the two. A lot of people really enjoy the manga.
Over the show. Got it.
And in fact, the English version of the manga was named among the best graphic novels in 2007 by the Young Adult Library Services Association. So, like, it's got a little bit of... It got a little bit of press. Like,
yeah, that's pretty good.
And it is very shonen-y. It's young adult. We've got a dude protagonist, but when we meet our dude protagonist, it's early. Like we sort of learn about this kid in chronological order,
mm-hmm.
which is a little. I thought it was a little weird because we see him as a 9-year-old kid.
Yep.
And they go even farther back.
Yoshimori.
Our two major players are Yoshimori and Tokine. Yoshimori is a young man of the Sumimura family, and Tokine is from a rival clan and a neighbor.
Yep.
The Yukimura family. The Sumimuras is only men. We later find out what happened to Yoshimori's mom and Yukimura's dad.
Got it.
And we also know that Yoshimori has an older brother.
Masumoto or something?
Masumori. Who is gone. We don't know about him yet.
Yep.
And he's got a younger brother. And he's got a crazy grandpa.
Crazy grandpa.
Gotta
have a crazy grandpa.
The grandpa and the grandma are... the grandpa of the Sumimura family and the grandma of the Yukimura family are like my two favorite characters.
They're pretty great.
But my ultimate favorite character is their dad. is the Sumimura dad. Because he married into the family.
Yep.
And, like, he doesn't have any of, like, the supernatural abilities of the clan. He's just sort of the guy who makes lunch for everybody.
Yep, and he's wearing like an apron when you see him.
He's got a frilly apron. He's kind of picked up the mom role.
It's great.
It's really cute. And yeah, like our main character we follow is Yoshimori, who is a Kakashi, as in the name of the thing.
Kakashi.
Basically, he's just a demon hunter.
Like, yep.
Karasumori is the school they go to, but in ancient Japan times, it was a castle. And for whatever reason, it was this nexus of supernatural power.
Crazy demons and stuff.
Yeah. So, like, basically when a demon goes there, it's like a feeding frenzy, right? Like, they can just gorge themselves on energy and mm-hmm. get bigger. So you gotta take them out while they're young.
Yep.
Basically, we learn in, like, a flashback in the middle. We're bouncing all around the episode one.
But, yeah.
But basically, like, there's a little story in the middle. There's a lot of exposition in this first episode. Like, there's a little exposition in the middle where it's like, yeah, one time a Kekkaishi got sick for 3 days and the whole castle got fucked to death.
So. Yeah, right. And then everyone got died.
Yep. Everyone got died.
You heard that right.
I'm
not correcting myself.
No, you were right. You were right to say that. But, yeah. And we also learn the very specific way you catch these demons,
mm-hmm.
which is a 5-step process that, frankly, they're just like, get used to this, because...
Yeah, they start you right off, and it's like...
With diagrams.
Yeah, with diagrams. Here's all this information. Absorb it quickly, because yep. we're moving on. You son of a bitch.
They want to have their cake and eat it too in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've got all this metaphysics stuff, and like, in order to catch a Ayakashi, which is like there are 1,000 different words you have to learn.
They literally hit you with like the entire dictionary of this world.
All the names are old Japan style, like. They're many syllables long.
Yep.
But we have to know things like Ayakashi. We also have to know to catch a monster, it's Hoi to designate your target.
Yep.
Juso to designate the position of the box you're going to make.
Yep.
Ketsu to make the botch.
And that is a kind of a motion yep. upwards.
Yeah, you get your two fingers. So it's like a 2-finger point, you're like, hey you.
Like you.
And then it's like another gesture to make a square underneath them, and then point your finger up and say Kets, and that makes a box. And then I think it's down or to the side, to Mets, which makes the box implode.
Yep.
And it kills the demon inside it, or turns it to dust. Because the last very important step is 10 Kets, and that puts it into your magical spear.
Yep.
And then it goes to the underworld.
Then it goes who knows where.
Yeah. So it's like hey you, here's a square, you're in a box now, exploded, imploded, and then into a black hole.
Yep.
Into a vacuum.
That checks out.
And they're like, they spend like maybe 15 seconds being like, hey, just so you know,
yeah,
here are all these words.
Here are all these words. Here are all the steps that you have to do.
And at the same time,
you box up dead hole.
Yeah. And like, they don't have to show their work. Like, not right away. They could have you pick it up, but like, they're really insistent on, here's a diagram on how to catch monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want to establish, let's see, we have the five members of the Sumimura family,
mm-hmm.
plus a missing one, and the three members of the Yukimura family, plus some question marks.
Yep.
And the two dogs.
And the two dogs, or the wolves.
Yeah, the two gay wolves. Well, they're dogs. They're
like, are they dogs?
I forget if they're like dog spirits or wolf spirits.
Oh. They do mention them as a dog.
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, 6 of 1.
I actually liked both of those.
Yeah.
The design's really cool, and I really like the voice acting. I mean, we were watching the sub, but
yeah,
it was very cool.
Well, like,
the little, like, they didn't really explain it either, but like, it was still
they're content to explain everything else, but they're just like, yeah, they have ghost dogs.
Right away, it's just like, here's a floating dog that looks like a dragonair with a dog head,
yeah,
floating around next to it. And like, you're like, okay. And then he talks and he's like, that guy sounds cool.
Tokune's dog is very effeminate. Like, he does like the Japanese gay stereotype thing where he says, honey.
Yeah, yeah, yep, he does. Hello, honey.
And, like, Yoshimori's dog is a little more, like...
He's kind of like
he's kind of snarky.
Shit.
Yeah, he's kind of grizzled or whatever. And, yeah, they're like 500 and 400 years old, mm-hmm. each.
That's like the other thing that they, like, right off the bat, it's like all of this information is coming at you.
Yeah.
And also it's in the subtitles, too. Yep. Like, for us, we have to read... Instead of, like, you know, if someone from Japan was listening to this, they could understand what they're saying and just read that. But for us, we have to read the information of, here's this kid, 9 years old, this year, in what school, and then, like, the words that he's saying all at once. It's like, whoa.
And for some reason, Hulu's subtitles will sometimes combine words together, will just be like, no space.
Yep.
And... Like, come on, Hulu. Like, proofread your shit.
Get your shit together. Like, I'm K.
Yeah, I'm K.
I'm K. I'm K. I'm okay. I'm okay.
I'm K.
I'm K.
Yeah.
That one I kind of understood.
That's not, if it was a stylistic thing, then that'd be something different. But it wasn't, because they made that mistake before in like short like sentences or paragraphs.
I only noticed it then. There was a scene where he's like crying when they do a flashback to him, yeah, as a kid.
Yeah.
And like he's just like, I'm kidding, and he's like kind of like grovel, like, or he's kind of sobbing into his, yeah, hands, and he's like, I'm okay, and it's, I'm okay, and I'm like, ah, let that slide.
By the way, if I can peer into the future a little bit,
ooh,
The thing that, like, kind of made me grumble this first episode is we have kind of a whiny protagonist who cries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they do all that is because Yoshimori in the main story, every episode after this, is just, like, kind of cold and kind of, like, not business-like, but, like, he's like determined to not be the kid who cries anymore.
Yeah.
He
mentions that when they finally go back to him at the end when he's 14.
Yeah. And like, I'll give it to him. Like, this is a difficult first episode to do because they want to do so much with it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have these big emotional moments. Like when, they find the demon and, Tokina gets like cut by it.
Oh yeah. When you find the demon and it's like, it starts off as this little girl who's like, I need your help. And he's like, oh, crap, I can't kill a girl. And then it's like, nope, I'm a big caterpillar.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm also going to eat you.
Yeah. Aikashi, man. They'll fuck you up.
Fuck you up. Or he wasn't even a giant caterpillar. He was like a scorpion.
He was like a scorpion. He was like an abs scorpion.
Yeah, he had so many abs.
And the little leg clickies. It was gross. Like a little mask thing on. Yeah. But he started out as a little girl. And you were like, oh, don't kill that little girl. And they're like, fuck, should have killed that little girl.
It's like, shit, now it's a bug.
And we see the main difference in their, like, monster catching, monster, like, dispelling styles is that, basically, Yoshimori is really, like, powerful but inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I mentioned that. His wolf friend mentions that early on. It's like, he's got so much raw ability, but he's not very accurate yet.
And, Tokine is the opposite, is like she is very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the things like she does, like we see her do later, like one of her skills is like she can like make a bunch of little boxes, kekais.
Yep.
And like stab through dudes.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It reminds me a bit, not entirely, but a bit of Full Metal Alchemist in that they're like, here are the rules.
Okay, yeah.
And remember two episodes back when we were watching the ninja one?
Yep.
And I was like, I hate how the rules are not defined very well.
Yes. Brave 10.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
But we, yeah, rip Brave 10. but, like, I think part of the reason why I like sport anime, even though I'm not big into sports, and part of the reason why I wasn't 100% on... Brave 10, and why I give this episode, which is clunky and a little and spread very thin, and why I give this episode a pass is because I like understanding the rules. Like like metaphysics.
That is that you are definitely consistent there because in the like you just mentioned, Brave 10, they have little to no explanation of what they could do.
No,
and for me, I don't really care about that. But if somebody cares about that, like you, they lay it all out. Yes, it was a lot to absorb in one episode.
Yeah.
And, but if they lay it all out, then you're right on. And same with all the sports animes, like the football, especially iShield 21, where it's like, that we're going to teach you how to play football.
Right.
Because we know that you don't know how to do that.
And like, there really is no difference between magical demon hunting and football for me. Like, both are like, I kind of have to put my head in a different space.
God, that's amazing.
It's true though. Like I kind of get what a football is and I kind of understand the concept of demons. I'm probably a bit clearer on demons.
Probably a bit clearer on demons.
But yeah, like I like that Kakashi lays everything out and like one of the things I think it goes back to is it's going to try to be a bunch of different animes at once. Like, it's going to try and have this emotional core, which is here are two families that are feuding, but they're kind of in the shit together.
Romeo and Juliet style.
Yeah, it is very Romeo and Juliet style. There's definitely... I wish I could say there was a romantic subplot, but, like, it's kind of just implied that Yoshi and Toki for brevity's sake, Yoshi and Toki kind of have a thing going.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more
Yoshi.
I think it's more Toki actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She kind of starts to see him as like a man now that like. He's in high school.
Granted, the first episode, as we mentioned, does a lot of back and forth. Yeah. So, and he even goes into it at one point where he's like, why can't we be friends like we used to? And this is in a flashback.
Right.
But, so from the first episode, you get the vibe that, like, it's on him, where he's like, I'm into you even though I'm 9.
Yeah.
And then, and you're what, 12, 11?
Well, like, she was? Well, like it's sort of like he wants his friend back.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's fair.
And that's kind of like what it's like, you know, growing up. If there's a little bit of an age difference between you and your best friend, it's like, yeah, like the difference between a, you know, a fourth grader and a fifth grader is miles. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Like, and the difference between a, you know, a freshman in high school and a sophomore in high school is not that much.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that like, that continues to grow as everyone gets older.
Yeah. Like, It's like a 30-year-old dating a 20-year-old. You're like, ew. But a 30-year-old dating a 40-year-old, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, like, there's really not much I can say and about this anime. It's like, I kind of understand where this anime doesn't exactly succeed on the first episode.
Right.
Like, it's a little thick and...
Almost too much information.
It is way too much information. And it doesn't really understand that it has to kind of slow its roll and pace itself that well. Like, even Full Metal Alchemist waits till the second episode to be like, this is what equivalent exchange is.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the big taboo in... Because, right, that's the second episode. They go into...
Right.
Yeah. So, this is the big taboo. Like, that would be... Like, Kakashi would be the two first episodes of Full Metal Alchemist combined.
Right.
They're like, here's all, like, the stuff you can do, and here's what you can't do, all in one episode, and mom is now dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeesh.
And dead mom.
And dead mom.
I think it could, well, because obviously it doesn't want to lose the young male, the shonen vibe it's got going on. So it thinks, like, if I just focus on the relationship between, like, these two characters where there's kind of a romantic subplot, I might lose people. I might lose, like, the young readers. But that's still a story I want to tell and express. So I'm going to try and have it all. And I'm like, we could have saved a lot of that backstory as a revelation for later.
Yeah.
And they could have just thrown us into the shit. Mm-hmm. And I came into this anime kind of in the middle. Like, because I just stumbled upon it on Adult Swim.
Oh, right. So you just watched a random episode.
Yeah. It was like three episodes back to back. And it was like maybe 20 episodes in.
Okay.
And it was just like...
So it's very well established at that point.
Yeah. It's just like making boxes, killing demons, jumping around, being a ninja.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. And it does a good job of varying its episodes. Like... There's an episode that there are episodes. Most of the episodes are just about killing demons.
Nice.
Some episodes are about killing demons, and also there's a little like romantic subplot. There are episodes, and my favorite episode, probably, which we won't get to, or we might if we keep watching.
Yeah.
But like, there's an episode where it's established that Yoshimori loves to bake. Like, that's his hobby, and he needs to wait in line at the special cake place to get the most amazing cake in all of Japan.
Okay.
And he abuses his supernatural powers in order to get cake, and it's the best episode ever.
All right, how far in am I gonna have to get to see that?
I think that's like episode 7.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'll check them.
That's doable.
I remember the cake episode being like one of my favorite episodes. Because I love that shit. I love the random like throwaway episode. We have a third guest on the podcast. It's a cat.
Hey, Dini.
Meow. Houdini doesn't approve of anime, but she is a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So she's welcome on the podcast.
As always. As all cats are.
Steve, it's really hot in this room.
Yeah, it is.
Is there any like stray observations about Kakashi? Anything like? You seem lukewarm on it. I honestly can't blame you.
I'm lukewarm on it. It was a lot to process, so I'm hoping the second episode is a little bit more.
Yeah.
Here's more killing shit and like establishing different ways to use the information that they gave us in the first episode about
boxes.
Point, box, grow, squish, dead, vacuum. Black hole. Vacuum. Yep. Vacuum. Yeah. That whole process.
But to its credit, you do know point, place, box, squish, vacuum.
Yeah. You, box, squish, boom, vacuum.
Right. I mean, you do know that.
Yeah, I do. And it's stuck. I think I've changed it around like 4 times, but the core of it is there.
Yeah. Like damn it. Like it does succeed. Like
it does. It was not terrible. It was enjoyable. I found myself interested.
And we understand so much that it could have drawn out 4 episodes. It like gave us the metaphysics and like the character relationships. Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk about grandparent fight.
We didn't even talk about grandparent fight. God, that was great.
They just have an aerial ninja battle where, like, Yoshi's grandpa straight up, like, dive kicks.
It's yeah, which, like the two grandma, the grandma shows up when yeah. they're talking, and they're like, "Don't talk to that stupid boy. He's Romeo. You're Juliet."
Yeah.
And then grandpa comes out, and he's like, "You're an old hag." And then they just start to the old woman, and then they just start fighting, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're like, "Let's settle this now."
There's a symbol of like a black square on like the true heir right. of both the families.
Right.
And like. So, like,
Hoen? No, Hone?
Hoen?
Hoen.
I think it's Hoen. And, yeah, Yoshi's got it on his hand, and, Toki's got it on her shoulder. And so when Grandma Yukimura flashes her sign, she shows a bit of, like, wrapped up Grandma boob.
Yep. And Grandma's like, "Gross! Get out of here!"
And you're like, These two have history.
These two have seen some shit.
Yeah. And it's like cute, but like you also see that, you know, so like there's a rivalry definitely. And it's a playful yeah. one, but also a serious one.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Yoshi like drags Tokune back to her house when she gets scratched by the demon.
Yep. The caterpillar demon.
They're like, "Okay, thank you for bringing her back. You did the right thing. Now kindly fuck off."
Yeah, now get the hell out of here.
This isn't your problem. This is our clan's problem. You're not a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
it's very rooted.
Yeah, and... Later, the Romeo and Juliet thing kind of stands later on because it sort of looks at, you know, why they could accomplish so much more if they work together rather than their rivalry.
Then separate, right, right.
But also their rivalry is what pushes both clans to do the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like this anime. It's not my favorite. It's definitely problematic. It's definitely a more traditional shonen.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yep.
Steve, are you game for another episode?
Let's hit the second one and then get back to you guys.
All right, we're gonna turn the fan back on in this room, and we're gonna love it.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good. You guys don't even know.
You don't even know, and we'll be right back. And we're back after episode 2 of Kekkai Shi. Steve, what'd you think?
It was not as demon-y as I had hoped.
Yeah, that's fair. They do spend a good 75% of it just at school.
Just at school, talking about...
which I like. Again, I like that stuff. You can't have all demon. Like, it's not even really about catching the demons.
What's it about? Is it a metaphor?
It's about emotions.
For life?
Yeah. It's about growing up and having a part-time job at night and having a weird girl who lives next to you who's better at everything than you, and you have feelings.
Hmm. I hate that. I hate when that happens. No, it was. It did spend a lot of time at school. You kind of got to see a little more of Yoshi and Toki.
Yeah.
Which was good, and you kind of understand what she was like and other people's perception of her.
I'm with you, though. I'd appreciate it if it picked a lane. You know?
Yeah, it did. And then, like, at the end, it was like, here's a demon.
It seems like a bunch of disjointed short stories.
Yes.
Where it's like, here's the story about, you know, they go to school, and here's, like, a weird thread about the one girl in their class who can also, like, see ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they briefly, like, mention her name or whatever.
Tanda.
And she's, like, a good running gag.
Yeah.
Because, like, later she walks by, like, the demon fight, and she's like, "Oh, didn't see anything."
didn't see anything. Move along.
Like, the like, one rational, like, "I'm obviously not seeing ghosts," like...
yeah.
Person is actually in a universe where ghosts exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I'm with you. You know, like, I like this series, and it was kind of at a time where there's a bit of an anime drought. Like, 5-6 years ago, there wasn't really the same variety of anime
yeah.
coming over.
Yeah.
And now it seems like, you know, especially this season of modern anime, we have, like, you know, shit like Gangsta, and I have
Attack on Titan, and My Love Story, and
I'm glad you brought up My Love Story.
I Shield 21.
Well, I Shield.
Well, that's an old one, yeah, I see what you're saying.
But like, yeah, like the things that Kakashi does right feel like I can find in other anime.
Yeah,
like it tries to do a lot. It tries to be a high school anime. Tries to be a romance anime, tries to be a comedy anime, and it's sort of supposed to be like an action-y demon anime.
Yeah, action-y demon catching monster hunting anime.
But as far as the first two episodes are concerned, it's not too like preoccupied with the fact that it should be killing monsters right now.
Yeah.
And you know, the monsters so far aren't that interesting. We had Demon Bug was cool.
I definitely liked that character, and like he had some lines which, you know, helped you.
Yeah, spooky.
But
we've had Moth and the frog that spits rocks, I guess.
Yep.
And they give you like the name. It's like, oh, this is a really complicated name for a monster. This is what this does. Like, mm-hmm.
It can absorb the earth.
Like we're ever going to return to that monster,
right?
It's like, make a note of this one, kids.
These are like level one monsters.
Yeah. We're never gonna be like, oh, I'm really glad I remembered. I remembered Frogman. But I mean. Even though it took him a while to get around to it, the fight was pretty, like, cool. Like,
yeah, it was. They definitely, they started incorporating more of, instead of using your box to catch, using your box to defend.
Yep.
And, different styles that way.
And, like, in the first episode, they brought up, like, after you make the box, you can either dispel it by swiping left or
something. It's the Tinder of samurai monster hunting.
Or explode it by pointing down.
Yep.
And I feel like that is, if you're going to use your box defensively, it's really important you don't confuse the two.
You better make damn sure you're swiping left. Otherwise, you're blowing up your friend.
It's like, okay, use my box to defend. Now implode. Fuck.
Oh, I just killed a friend.
I don't think that comes up, but it is important to know.
I feel like it should.
Yeah. We also learn about, let's learn about Yoshi's secret dream to make a castle of cake.
Yeah, they just kind of, like, threw that in there and, like, didn't explain it. They're like, you know what?
Deal with it.
This dude loves making cake. Well, and it starts out where they're in the school and they're talking about Toki.
Yeah.
And all of his friends are talking about Toki, and he's, like, getting really anxious about it. He's like, runs home, and he's like, I got to work out some feelings here.
Yep.
And then he goes into the kitchen, and Grandpa's like, what are you doing in here?
Well, like,
why are you baking?
The thing they bring up is, like, since, like, both families are so traditionally Japanese, Yoshi's dad gives him cake in that one flashback.
That's right.
Which is something he wouldn't really have experienced, because, like, traditional Japanese candy, like, uses, like, certain types of beans as sweetener.
Yeah.
Like, it's got its own, like, completely different flavor profile. Because, like, Japan doesn't have, like, flour. Like, they don't have bread. So, like, they don't have cake. And one of the things they're kind of, like, obsessed with now is Western dessert.
Yep.
And cake. Because, holy shit, cake is awesome.
As it should. Western dessert is the best.
Yeah. And I'm curious about, like, traditional, like, Japanese candy.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any way you could, like, find anything of any authenticity
I'm not really sure either.
In Massachusetts. But, like, I think it's, like, cool.
It'd be interesting to check out.
Yeah. And I like the dynamic that exists in Yoshi's family, you know? I like that the dad is doting and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, kind of the emotional core. And I like that the grandpa is crazy and like, very traditional and loud and...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucks, but it's great.
Yeah, he's definitely ridiculous.
Yeah, and like the little brother who just exists.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, shit's going on, whatever. I'm gonna read this book.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know, I'm not the heir to this family, and I kind of have supernatural powers, but not really. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna ride it out. I'm eight.
This is a cool book.
Yeah. And we see, like, a little bit more, and the whole, like, castle of cake thing, like, that's just, like, a result of, like, Yoshi's desire to make things right after Tokune got scratched that one time.
Yep.
And, like, that's, like, and the fact that the scar is there is, like,
another. Yeah, you see the scar, yeah.
And it's not a pretty scar.
Nope. Either.
Like, they do a good job of being like, yeah, she got fucked up by demon poison.
Yeah. Don't eat the demons.
Don't eat the demons. But, you know, there are these shining moments. It's just like, I don't feel like I can give this a hearty recommendation.
I am with you.
Even like, having seen this through, you know, once before, years and years ago, I have no desire to rewatch
it. Yeah, it's like, I'm middle of the road right now, which is, I guess, telling.
Yeah, it's so...
Which means, like, if I can't give it a recommendation, but I can't tell you not to watch it, like, to just straight up, like, do not watch this anime, I think that kind of speaks for itself. Because we've been so glowing about some of the ones that we've really enjoyed.
It's true.
And the other ones, and then we had Prince of Tennis, which, you know, was Prince of Tennis.
But, like... At least three people have been like, we should give Prince of Tennis a second shot.
Really?
Yeah.
And wow. All right. All right. Well, of the three listeners, I think we got to listen to them, right?
Personally, I'm like, no way. But we might have to pander.
I think we got to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm searching for like, points about Kekkaishi. And I do like it. It's just, like, I don't know how to recommend it. And I don't like it enough to, like, die on the hill for Kekkaishi.
Right, right.
It's good, but it isn't uniquely good.
Yeah. And as we mentioned this a little bit off air, like, my secret love anime is Bleach.
Right.
And I know that it's not great. Or I know that parts of it haven't been great. Obviously, I watched a lot of Bleach back in the day. And there was something that I found redeeming about it, and I continued to watch it. And this, you kind of drew a correlation that, like, this is kind of Bleach-esque.
It's Bleach,
where, like, yeah.
It's
like you're
smaller cast.
Yep.
Kind of a similar premise of you have a supernatural day job or night job or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and I think one of the draws for Kekkaishi is, you know, 52 episodes is nothing to sneeze at. That's a good chunk of episodes.
Yeah, that is.
If you
they have a following. If you can get 52 episodes, I mean,
yeah.
Not that, you know, animes with less doesn't have a following, but you know what I mean.
No, but there are certain, like, people who having a lot of episodes in an anime is a draw for them. Personally, I would rather watch a really short but good anime. Like, Fooly Cooly comes to mind. It's just I've rewatched
Fooly Cooly so many times. But that's the one that I can, like, off the top of my head, that's one of the shortest animes that I know of.
Yeah, and Cowboy Bebop's like 26 episodes, and that's...
So is Samurai.
Yep, and that's a good... The two-season 26 anime.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with these long-running animes, and I don't know if I've gone on this rant before, but...
Too bad, listeners, you're going to hear it again.
Like, I think something like 10%... of all anime end in a way that is even vaguely satisfying, and the rest either never get to finish or just die.
Mm-hmm.
Or their ending is stupid and terrible. Like, the best part of Samurai Champloo, and the journey is amazing, but the best part of Samurai Champloo is that it ends in a satisfying way.
Yeah.
Really
strong ending.
Without spoiling anything about Samurai Champloo, which you should watch that.
Yes, if you haven't. That's usually a big one that most people have seen.
That's your starter.
That was my starter, yeah. Correct. I don't know if we... Do we ever discuss... I don't know if we ever discuss...
Steve and I are both wearing headbands right now.
Yeah, we are. It's really warm in here.
It's really warm.
Did we mention that?
And I kept sweating into my, like, eyes, like, previously when we were doing part one, so... Figured we need a little...
If our podcast led itself for another break, the next time we would be headbands and shirtless.
Yep.
Clothes would be shedding.
Yeah.
And you guys would be missing out.
It's true.
But Samurai was my starter, and I loved that anime. And I would say, half jokingly, that the baseball episode for me of Samurai is like...
Is the highlight.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's a long road to the cake episode of Kekkaishi.
It's, yeah.
And, like, I love Silver Spoon, and It's one of my favorite animes of all time.
Yep.
But Silver Spoon just ends without resolving any of the major drama.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, 100% ends.
It.
Or, like, this current season. Or, like, is it just done?
It looks like the anime is done. The manga is still going.
Okay.
And the manga definitely has enough material for a third season of the anime. I think they're waiting for the manga to wrap up before they make their decision.
Yep.
And the manga, and Hiromu Arakawa, the mangaka, the person who did Full Metal. Yep. She's, I think she's announced recently that she's wrapping up Silver Spoon.
Got it.
And, because, like, Hachiken's reaching the end of his third year. So, like, that, after, it's only 3 years of high school in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. But, like, they don't get, like, a, you know, they don't get, I think they get, like, 2 weeks of summer vacation.
Oh.
Instead of, like, the months that American kids get. So.
Spoiled brats. we all are.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But yeah, she's wrapping up Silver Spoon, and Silver Spoon did pretty well in Japan. I don't know if it did well enough in America to, like, warrant another season.
Mm.
It's a problem with, like, really high budget, like, high quality anime is, like, if you don't also get the American market.
Yeah, right, the West market.
Yeah, it's like the video game problem too. It's like you know, Square Enix is trying to make games for American audiences because it's so expensive to make a game. If you don't do well in America, mm-hmm. you're dead.
So Final Fantasy has a car.
So Final Fantasy has a car
and cheeseburgers. No, there it is. Fried chicken. That's a whole nother that we discussed that already on the Game Time show, bro.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with Final, and we're getting off topic because, okay, well, let me just spell it out for you. If you're waiting for one of our ratings on Kekkaishi, it's not curious because I know what happens, but it's I guess I have to make a new rating.
Yeah, I think we need to update.
Do what you want.
to do what you want rating.
We don't really feel one way or another about it. It definitely wasn't bad. Like,
no, it wasn't.
We're not like, and we are coming off Gangsta, which is probably one of the best two episodes.
And we are gonna watch Gangsta immediately as soon as we're after done this. With it. So maybe that has something to do with it. I will say hot take. I enjoyed Brave 10 more than this.
Yeah, and I think
as the first two episodes.
No, and I think they're comparable.
Yes, and they are very similar in, like, they're not going to be, like, amazing, but, like, it's just kind of like, here it is, and you can watch it if you want, and if you like it, keep watching.
But if we're talking about the difference between our styles and our anime preferences, it's like, I'm much more Kekkaishi, and you're much more Brave
10. Absolutely.
Like, Brave 10 moves pretty fast from plot point to plot point, or in its case, from fight to fight.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the need to slow down and explain itself. Kekkaishi feels way too much need to slow down and explain itself.
And there's problems in both of those.
Yeah. And there are definitely problems in both of those, but when it kind of comes down to it, like, we both are more generous to our respective, like, animes. You're more generous to an anime that moves, and I'm more generous to an anime that explains itself.
Yes. And I certainly did not hate Kekkaishi, and I could see myself continuing to watch it, just maybe not when Gangsta's around.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only so much time in a day.
Right?
And like, why waste it not watching Gangsta?
Right? That's what I'm saying. Everyone go back and listen to the Gangsta podcast.
Yeah.
And then watch Gangsta.
But back on Final Fantasy for a
second. Oh, here we go.
I'm okay with Final Fantasy 15 being absolutely terrible because I'm not going to play it.
See, I know. I'm going to want to play it, and that's why I'm so mad.
You know what I do want to replay is 10.
Yeah.
Like, we might have to do like a video or a let's play, the two of us playing
10. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, I'd speed through 10. Like,
that was, so just talking about firsts, just like Samurai was my first anime, Final Fantasy X was my first Final Fantasy.
I think my problem with 10 is that I took it too slow, and I did all of the side quests, and I did, like, all of the
Blitzball? Because I did all of Blitzball.
I didn't do all of Blitzball because I was like, because I love Waka, but like, I'm like, I don't really need him in my lineup.
Oh, I did.
Because like, loved him. Because like, Arin just goes nuts towards the end of the game.
It's true.
Yeah, I liked 10 a lot, but the ending left something to be desired because my crew was so powerful that it just felt like nothing.
I did the same exact thing as you. I did most of the side quests. I got almost everyone's ultimate weapon. I think except for Lulu, because I was like, nope, I'm not dodging a 200 lightning bolts. That shit's dumb and bogus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so dumb.
But also awesome if you did it. Like, I'm not knocking you if you did it, because I had two friends that stayed up an entire night taking shifts sleeping to try to get Lulu's ultimate weapon and dodge 200 lightning bolts, and they did it, and I was very proud of them.
That is horrible.
but I'm in the same boat as you. I finished the game. I beat all of Blitzball. I got all Tidus, Waka, and Yuna's ultimate weapon. I got a few other ones, and I just crushed it at the end of that game.
Which makes the final conflict a little disappointing.
Yeah. Yes, it does. In that sense, yes. I felt so accomplished just doing all of this stuff, and that I was like, that I just fucking like it was a weird in between for me, because you're right. Like, I was like, I wish that was more of a fight, but I was also like, I kind of knew that I was gonna do this because I beat Seymour. You fight Seymour and then Yu Yevon.
Yeah.
I beat Seymour in 3 hits and Yu Yevon in 2.
See, like.
And then the game ended, and then I cried.
The game's plot is supposed to be, the game's plot is saying this is a climax, you know? Like, this is the big confrontation. But the mechanics, if you've been doing the side quest, say this is a victory lap.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy your unlimited power, because it all goes away after this game's over.
Remember Seymour? He's the son of a bitch. You could just fucking slap him in the face twice, and he's dead.
Yeah.
Have fun. Yeah. And you did. Yeah, yeah. I think that was it. Like,
you can summon Seymour's own dead mom to kick his ass.
Yeah. Salt in the wound.
Yeah, but I think if we, like, speed through that game, and we don't, like, overlevel our dudes, the final confrontation would be really fun.
Yeah, I think so.
It'd be much more tactical than just, Auron, hit this guy a bunch.
Yep.
Kimari, never do anything ever.
Kimari, you suck. Wait, I think it should be our goal, that we try to make Kimari good.
Yep.
It's going to be rough.
Because he starts in the middle. I always take him down Riku's path.
Make him like a thief.
Yeah, and it never works out.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we take him down Auron's path,
we'll work it out. We're gonna you watch this on Game Time, bro.
Yeah, we'll do this.
We'll do it eventually, especially in my new place. And we took a major detour.
Honestly, there's not much to say about Kakashi.
It's true.
You'll know it. You'll know if you like it if you watch the first 2 episodes. But we just watched the first episodes, so you don't have to. You really don't have to.
But you can if you want, you can tell us if you've watched it, I haven't. But you should tell me, Steve, you know, me.
Yeah.
And tell me if it's any good. Because right now, I'm not really sold on it.
Yeah.
But, let's go watch Gangsta.
Yeah, let's go watch Gangsta. So, our final rating for Kakashi is meh.
Is do what you want.
Do what you want.
New rating system.
Yeah.
If anyone's taking a tally of the rating system,
yeah.
Add one in between curious and do not recommend, and say do what you want.
Yep. But as always, for 7 episodes now, I have been Kevin.
Wait, we're at 7 episodes.
We're at 7 episodes.
I just screwed up the ending. Sorry. Nice. 7. Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
The 10, we're going to have to do something special for the 10.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I just said that, but we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, well, now we have to.
Now we have to.
Everyone's going to be like, but back in episode 7.
But actually.
Episode 7, you said you were going to do something special on episode 10. And right now it's episode 11, so where's the special thing?
We will do something special on episode 10, listeners.
I don't know what that would be, but.
I will make it work.
But, however, I don't know why I put a qualifier before the, the finale. It's like, all that shit aside. Remember this one fact. I have been Kevin.
And remember the second fact. I have been Steve.
And we just watched Kakashi, so you don't have to. yeah, one time a Kekkai, she got sick for 3 days and the whole castle got fucked to death.
So. Yeah, right. And then everyone got died.
Yep, everyone got died.
You heard that right.
I'm
not correcting myself.
No, you were right. You were right to say that.